heaven. Mm. That's the only place to be, isn't it? And that's where I want to be. I tell you, I want to see Jesus face to face. I'm telling you, I just want to talk to him. I want to touch him. Oh, it's going to be wonderful when we all get to heaven. Well, this is our last session together. But if you've been blessed, can you say amen this morning? I'm telling you. I know I have to introduce the speaker, but I have to tell you, I was talking to Dr. Bedney yesterday, our conference executive secretary, and I was intentional and passionate in the words that I had to say to him. I said, listen, this is better than good. It's better than good because we have people from all over this conference who have come to this place, those who said yes to Jesus to be in here, because the call went out to everybody, but not everybody accepted the call. Can you say amen? But we pray, we're not hating on them, but we're praying for them. But I thank God for those that said, yes, Lord, by your grace and power, whatever I have to do. And some of you know I helped you, amen? I mean, y'all know where I'm going with this. Some of you, you may not want to tell the person next to you, but you know and I know that I helped you, right? And that's the only reason you sitting up in here. The only reason. But everybody needs somebody, right? Man, nobody is an island. Everybody needs some help. And you can trust me that I'm not going to tell nobody what I did for you. I'm not going to do that, no. Very few people can, Christians can keep anything. But you can count on me. I intend to live my life so that I ain't telling nobody nothing about you. I know how to talk to Jesus. How about that? He can fill any gap. GAP, God always provides, right? And he brought all of you up in here. I started out with 52, and then I went to 91. And then now I see just a sea of you here, and some people still sleeping. They're waiting to eat at 10:30. I think that's it. We're just going to continue to be the way we are. But you know what? We're still going to feed them anyway when they end up. Well, you know, let me see if I can just do what my name on the program is to do. But I just had to tell you how much I love you. I really do. Oh, the Lord does fill the gap. That young man over there, Josiah, who's been operating the sound system here. Say amen, everybody. He did a great job. A fantastic job. He has heard all of our praise and worship in here. And all we can do is just hope and pray that he was blessed by it. And I think he was, because he could have quit, and he didn't. He stayed here every day. But here's what the Lord did. Remember, in my humanness, I forgot to ask the company to push the record button on that first sermon when Dr. Bird was here. Do you remember that? Yeah. Well, I don't know what the angel did, but all I know is Josiah came to me and told me last night, Mrs. Gothard, we got it on tape. Yeah. Yes! must be an angel up in here somewhere. You know, that's the time you don't even ask a question. Look, that's not smart to say, well, where did you get the tape? And who brought the tape? All I know is that God filled the gap. God always provides. And I want to tell you, I'm telling you, now I'm going into my introduction. I have to be obedient because we don't have a lot of time in here. I can stay in here and talk to you all day. But listen, I am privileged. And Josiah, make sure you hit the record button on this message that's coming after us. You know something? Listen, I could read to you what's already in your program book, you know, where she got her PhD, where she got her master's degree, the fact that she has traveled all over the world and worked in Asia, all over North America. Listen, I be her YGDG. This is my first opportunity to introduce my girlfriend. So whenever we exchange emails, I always say, yo girl DG. I'm your girl, DG. Let me tell you how I came to be her girlfriend. I was in a meeting, and I'm not going to name the city and state. I had never heard of her, didn't know her name, didn't know what she could do and what she couldn't do. And you know, when you're leading out in something, we have a tendency, well, the program is going on, and I'm trying to trying to look at what's coming next and not really paying attention to what's going on the stage. When it was her turn, she stepped out on the stage, stepped up to the microphone. My head is buried into my book, and I'm writing notes, trying to think of what I'm going to do in step two. And all of a sudden, I was like a sleeping giant that raised my head up when I heard her speak. And I said, Lord, have mercy. Where in the world did this woman come from? I sat there speechless in my chair, unable to write another letter. And I want to tell you, pray in your hearts, because I think you're going to have to hold on to your seats. The next voice after the music that you hear this morning will be that of my girl, Dr. Gina Spivey Brown. Let's give her a hearty amen.